Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone.
Everyone, welcome to what I'm calling it, Friday Night Soap Talk, other news, other crazy stories, and the hot weather in Washington. And if you want to join the fun, you can call us. Add 1-347-850-8721. And let me bring on Maggie and Bobby.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Okay, so, yes.
What an interesting week.
Well, yes, if you caught up on everything, it would be a very interesting week. I have to watch tonight's VH.
I don't get it till 7.
Okay, good. Because nothing
right now
is bad. And then I need to catch up on YNR. And so the boat is beautiful.
Oh, really?
And I need to catch up on Days of Our Life because, correct me if I'm wrong, people.
Okay.
I think the Olympics are over this weekend?
Yes, it's over Sunday.
Oh, thank God. Sorry, I'm sorry.
There are some events that's going on late tonight that's going to be on NBC, which is early morning over there. So some of them are either starting right now because of the time difference or will be getting away later tonight because of the time difference.
I think time will be about 10 o'clock, I think.
Oh, okay. What sport is it, Bobby?
Well, I think the basketball, the basketball is supposed to start at midnight. I think the men's supposed to start at midnight, and the women's supposed to start the next day at midnight, which is too late for me. But it should be on in replay later in the day. Tomorrow Sunday for the closing ceremonies.
I think a lot. I mean, I personally get bored with the Olympics. I don't know, but 1992 was actually the one Olympics I watched because of the men's basketball. And when you had names like Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Clyde Drexler, who's from my hometown, Portland, Oregon, who was a trailblazer by mom.
He's right.
Yeah, but he went to Houston the following year.
Right. He did the Dream Team, and then he went to Houston.
Yep, and also...
And who else?
Yeah, so this year, since obviously I'm not keeping up, who made it to the All-Star basketball team this year? I know.
You forgot somebody. Somebody very important to me. Number 23, Michael Jordan?
Yes.
You forgot him. Sorry.
No, I mean, but this also, basketball, are they using the players of today, or do they bring back, like, other
no.
players from, like, 20 years
no.
ago.
No. They
no.
use the players from today. And at the Olympics, you play for your home country. Say you were born in Germany. You're with the Germany team.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's why
right.
some of the guys that are here, or girls, they were born in another country, so they represent that country.
Right. Because I noticed this more with the women's, that there's a couple of players that play for the Seattle Storm of the WNBA that's on Team
right.
USA for the women.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I mean they are.
And I think Zach LaVine of the Chicago Bulls,
mm-hmm.
or I say the next NBA playoff team, Chicago Bulls, now that they've got a bunch of players,
well,
is on
yeah,
Team USA.
I look back at 92, the way they did, it for 92 was incredible. And I think they brought home the winner, didn't we, Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we won gold.
Everyone to ask.
We won gold, Lithuania won silver, and
right.
Russia was the Commonwealth Independent team. I think they won bronze.
Right. We won gold. We got gold. Like
yeah.
gold.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
I'm Chicago.
It might have been the last Olympics that Yugoslavia was in, or it probably was not in because of the war that they had with the other
mm-hmm.
countries that broke them up.
Exactly.
So I don't know if they were even in the Olympics that year or not. I'm thinking they weren't, but Russia was, but they were under the Commonwealth Independent Nations, not the Russian Olympic Committee that you know is now because they had to compete in the Russian Olympic Committee because of the doping scandal, which I found
mm-hmm.
to be kind of ridiculous. Because why don't you just compete under your regular flag and not deal with the scandals back home involving drugs and anything like that? That's a problem with a lot of these kids. And this go back to what we dealt with, especially with the PSAs that Nancy Reagan and George H.W. Bush gave on TV about saying just say no during the 80s.
Safety first, people.
Okay, some news. Okay, some breaking news. I know not everyone, but I'm a country girl and a country lover with songs and everyone. It just came in. My poor Reba McEntire, she and her boyfriend caught COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. My parents go with them because, they did everything right and then they still get it. I'm sorry, I don't get that. Do you, Mom?
Yes, I do. Okay, you have any, this is what they call COVID-19, they just put a number on it, but it mutates, and all of our viruses mutated, and there's a different strain, and you got the Omega and then Delta, which is really bad, and they're going to keep on going. So the vaccine is to make antibodies in your body so you can fight it, right? Well, supposedly, I don't know positively, but it gets you safety towards the Delta variant if you already have those antibodies built up from the previous vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
Right. And they can give away gift cards or $1 million or anything to these people. And I think the other day our governor had an announcement during Bowling Beautiful time. I wasn't too happy about that. But they gave away $1 million to somebody in North Carolina, and he
mm-hmm.
also talked a little bit about what they're doing as far as the Delta bear goes and
mm-hmm.
how we're trying to take control with mass states and schools and stuff like that.
Right. He's doing it the right way.
I remember on the internet and heard on a podcast this week that there was Lollapalooza, which used to have been all rock before rap took over, had a lot more people than in the past Lollapalooza in pre-COVID days. And Lord knows what's going to happen to Chicago by then, once the results come in. Because you saw Trump rallies or something, this ain't nothing.
So it was by where you live, last weekend of where I don't think everyone, because they are saying now that everyone at that event may have not been vaccinated.
And they're right together, of course.
But here's the kicker, because I was inside and dissing people. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Bobby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Maggie?
Hello?
Oh.
Maggie?
They muted me.
Well, I muted you and I unmuted you. It makes it, we wasn't going to have any problems. So, but what I was saying,
you're saying about the event I was talking about.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, Maggie, can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, he's gonna
hey, Maggie, are you there?
I am, I guess.
Okay.
I'm
sorry about that. I don't know what's wrong with your phone.
Long time has been crazy. So I muted you for 1 second, then I unmuted you, and like, so we wasn't having any problem, then we got the disconnect. So, yes.
I want to just prove today that we're back, and we're not going anymore.
So I just want to say that for what happened in Chicago last weekend with that new music thing, bad people, because I was inside the distance. Yeah, but now I guess you can go on the internet and pay $50 to say you're vaccinated. I mean, the FBI is trying to shut that down. Can you guys believe that?
I believe anything, but I believe the FBI has got to stop it immediately.
Right. I haven't heard anything about it, but I did read somewhere through one of the Los Angeles websites that they're charging people at Disney a little bit higher prices with the, and you need proof of being vaccinated or unvaccinated. For the park, as far as Disneyland in California, I don't know about the one in Florida.
Florida, my cousin and her family got back recently from Florida, and it's the same protocol. The whole family is covered with the vaccine.
Because you have to be vaccinated, and who wants to spend $100,000 in one day in a Disney park? Because I can go, because basically, if one for an Olympic year or one for a pandemic, I can go to the one in Paris or Tokyo and still have a little bit of money left over if I was rich.
Yeah, and
well, my parents, we all went to Disneyland in 1971, and we had a trip to go, we took a trip to go there, and Vegas.
Yeah.
And I love my mom fell in love with Disneyland. She really did. She didn't want to leave there. And Daddy and I fell in love with Vegas. And that's where we always went back to.
Right. And speaking of Tokyo, I've heard stuff on international news about what's happened in Japan with their COVID rates. Have been going back up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not necessarily the athletes from the Olympic Games, and with the athletes being in the Olympic Village and stuff like that, with them going back to their homeland, I'm fearing that we could have another round of viruses as a result of this. And you got the Winter Olympics coming up in Beijing. That's where all started, by the way, 2 years ago. So I'm fearing that we could be not out of the woods as far as being back to normal to at least ever.
And something I want to point out before we do a sub-talk and other news, with the Olympics, and I'm hoping I don't screw up her name because I think she's so great, is Simone Biles. Okay, she, this girl has been through hell. Okay, you guys, and I don't think people understand what that doctor did to, you know, the whole USA gymnastics from the last years. And, you know, for 30 years of what happened, no one reporting it. And then, bam, then we have that. And, you know, then
we had somebody that had a book out on gymnastics about a year ago, remember?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I read the book online.
And this came out after what I heard on ESPN about and what happened to the Michigan State gymnastics program and everything else at the same time. And this was coming at a time when you had Trina from General Hospital playing Gabby Douglas. Chantel on Days of Our Lives playing Simone Biles. And all and all these Olympic athletes from these future soap stars or future Daytime Emmy nominee young performers being seen Lifetime movies or about these gymnasts.
Yeah, and I think personally is, and I can't state it enough, that those girls were getting molested and sexually abused while their parents was in the room. The parents, I do not blame them at all because they do not know. I'm not blaming the parents. I'm blaming USA Gymnastics for not listening to these girls when they say something going on. No one, every time one of the girls tuned him in, it was like they looked the other way. Kind of like people look at Trump, in my opinion. And it might take them years to recover.
This is a long gone with the U.S. gymnastics, but way back in the 70s, it went on with the Romanian gymnastics team when Nadia Comăneci was going to become a big-time star in 76 for Romania, and this was happening with the Romanian gymnastics team, and I think their coach was part of the 1996 U.S. Olympic team that won gold.
Okay,
Nadia Comăneci, I can't pronounce her name right.
And I think her coach became one of the coaches for Team USA during the 90s when they did big in Barcelona and Atlanta.
She was excellent.
I
love that.
Can I finish my thought?
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's fine. But, okay. What I was saying was, so all the girls that, you know, in recovering, and now they are going off to, you know, the camp. Also, they are going after the ranch people that were complacent in this. And I just didn't like seeing people say, oh, my God, she can't handle this. when she, you know, felt unsteady last week. And I'm thinking in my head alone, and you know, on the TV, give this girl a break, please. She came back. She has such a great comeback that, you know, it was almost F you to everyone else in the world, because do not believe pressure on these girls, you know, all the time and be perfect. You know, I mean, come on. Let me take it to a thing. Football, okay? Every football game cannot be perfect. Every football game cannot be our favorite outcome, okay?
Right.
So I think we are looking at society where people just expect the top players to be perfect. And
yeah.
So that's what I have a problem with. So that's all I was going to say on the gymnastics, you know.
Right. If I can continue with that, I look at Simone Biles' situation, because Naomi Osaka a few months earlier withdrew from the French Open and Wimbledon because of the same situation, and she made it to the round 16 in women's tennis in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And she was.
And Serena Williams has had this situation happen to her ever since she had her baby.
Yeah, and she withdrew from the competition, and I remember Mom and Ethan and Maggie's husband. So, you know, came out in her defense. Of course he would. I mean, he is the absolute greatest person from mental illness. And this is my other thing that I've been dying to bring up. Okay, I never miss a state of mind.
Never.
Even though when he had Lily on, and Mom knows how I feel about Lily, I thought it was inspirational. And, you know, when...
I feel about Jack.
Dom and Lisa on a second time, both. But it was... very good conversation. And you can see with the three of them, no wonder why their chemistry on the show is so great. Because, you know, really, after Dom's mom died, I think his dad is still alive. But Lisa and Mo both took the, you know, being second parents to him. And, you know, Dom went to Mo and said, I don't know if I'm having an attack or what. And Dom's wife called Paula to put Mo on. And Mo wasn't having a good day either. But they kind of helped each other through that. So, you know, when he says, you know, I have, you know, three sons, you know, okay, Morgan is dead, but you know what I mean. But the thing he has...
Is he dead?
I know. But the thing he has with the boys, Sad and Dom, but he has the same love and affection for Eden, that plays Ross. He has the same affection for Lexi, that plays Christina.
Mm-hmm.
And his favorite screen partners are the twins. Because he doesn't want to get fanbases all up in, you know. Just pick the kids and you're safe, I guess. But...
He seems like a girl dad.
Yeah, and but what I love about now, you know, for 15 years, it was all boys. It was, you know, Morgan, when Dante came in the mix, Michael, it was about the boys.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Mo, when Sonny comes home, he will be surrounded again by women. And so it's like awesome that, you know, you
wait.
Gotta see the father always helping the son.
Mm-hmm.
But those two times with moments that he had with Zoss and Christina, Avery and Donna, are amazing. Why Maggie, why Mommy? Because
they,
I think
they
exactly.
are amazing.
But,
but
Christina has been MIA for months now, and we have seen her sister Molly in recent episodes.
A lot.
Being great. Being following her mom's footsteps. So it's kind of just is kind of odd unless they're recasting, and I hope that I'm not, and I don't want to jinx anybody or just put anybody in scare, but I hope they're not recasting Christina again because
Bobby, they aren't, but you know what it is when someone's not on contract, you don't see them. Like you do with the contract players. That's all it is. And they, no. Mo and Nancy would go down fighting for Lexi. You know,
Brooklyn or Emma.
That, I don't think, but if we are going to talk about recasting, this is the perfect segue you just gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can tell you three people that have been recently recast. Two of them I thought impressed me a lot, and one of them I think is on the wrong show to be in the wrong recast position. And first of all, I've been impressed with Chantel since she took over the current Chantel, since she took over for the other one. She impressed me a lot. On days. And so I have faith on YNR. I never thought that she would become a serious actress because I thought with what she did on the Netflix series that was just all fluff and fun, but I didn't know she was going to be that serious. And however, I'm not too liking Spencer on there because he looks like he should have been the new Johnny on Days and not the guy that's playing Johnny on Days.
Bobby, that was my whole point that you
ran
over.
Okay,
everyone knows in America and on the show, everyone should know by now that since Nicholas, Basil, whatever, I know I'm going to get his last name wrong, but ever since that little kid came in, he captured my heart from day one.
Mm-hmm.
From day one. It was instant, like Emma. I mean, with the sauces, you know, they were good, but not until Eden came on, it was the perfect casting. So.
Mm-hmm.
Carly Doll and Sunny Doll, and do not treat me and say, oh, she's Zach. Okay, no, I'm living my own word. Well, Zach is a non-factor because you know what? You've never liked Sunny. You've never liked Zayton.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this. When the chips were down, with any other kids, Spencer, Molly, Dante, all of it, who was there to help the kids get up again?
Robin.
It was Jason and Sunny. Well, Sunny when Jason was gone. But now, yesterday was probably my favorite day to watch.
Thank
because You know, I wasn't keen on Cam and Josh at first, but now I am. Now I see it. And I loved when they were kind of kissing and making out in Elizabeth's box.
It was so cute.
And she goes, and Josh's like, okay, I mean, you have the pool. And Elizabeth said, and he goes, Mom, I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. I just didn't want you to have to deal with one more thing, you know. And Elizabeth has not always been my favorite, but I do like her. But he sees that.
And what about Carly when she gave that talk? Because Josh told her about the guy talking to her and that, what's his name? The new guy, the new team, Novak.
Uh-huh.
And she's telling her mother this, right? And now Cam's at the gym telling Mike Mason about this, okay? So those scenes were there. But you have, it's a person I call Jackass, eavesdropping.
Mm-hmm. And what I loved yesterday, especially, that I know Sunny Sim is not really made for kids, but when Sunny was alive, oh, he's alive. Okay, he's, you know, but
I'm not
thing is, he told Cam, if you need to go punch something, punch the bag.
Mm-hmm.
If you're frustrated, you have everybody with, you know, the Franco thing. You know, when they got drunk with Josh and Cam got drunk. And Sunny played that, again, the principal, pretty good by saying, you're welcome, MIT anytime. You know, if you wanted to beat the bag up. And yesterday when he was beating the shit out of the bag, what I liked was when Cam's father, okay, I know people think it was Dan, but I'm going to Jason. So I believe that when he goes, what's wrong? Can you want to talk about it? Did something happen? And when Cam goes, someone was, you know, being really mean to Josh and knowing all her stuff. And that look on Jason's face, like, oh, no, that's not going to go down. No.
Nope. Not going to happen.
And that's the holy freaking pedestal that you think you're on, because you've never been a father. You've never been a day-to-day in Josh's life, okay? When Oscar died, Jason and Sunny got her through that. You know, Sunny, when she had the seance and it wasn't working, and Sunny goes, of course you wanted to cure him or my Simon doctor, that if you didn't, it would not be normal.
Right.
So I'm sorry, I never liked Zax. I will never like Zax because just the way he treats my colleague, my Jason, and Maggie Sunny. No. Okay, and I know a lot of people are upset by the engagement of Jason and Carly, but
me.
Number one, I would say this until I'm blue in the face.
Ooh, you did
they
it already.
Are doing it for strategic reasons, but you know what? Every wedding info number goes through, okay? It's a reality that wedding will actually happen, okay? Hopefully,
oh, please,
Sunny will burst through the door you know, oh, you know, someone will speak up, and bam. And I love Jason Embert.
I do too.
Love Jason Embert, because,
right.
You know what? 9 years ago, when Birdman, who interned on the 8th,
mm-hmm.
everyone wanted to kill.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this time, it's so different. Everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know, she won beyond the Call of Duty when, you know, to help Jason bring Cyrus Vinod down.
Mm-hmm.
And she knew that her brother framed Jason for killing Franco.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, yeah, it was public record that, oh, yeah, Franco and Jason didn't get along. But
right.
why would Jason, boss that professor and
no
kill
way.
After yeah. all this time, decide to... what's the word I'm looking for? Decide to go after Franco now?
Mm-hmm.
Because Peter August made the thing in the paper, and Bert was pissed,
mm-hmm.
and so was Jason. And for like 2 minutes, yeah, Sky really thought Jason did it. And Dr. O sat him down and said no. No.
I love them together.
Yeah, I mean, too. You know what? It's been years and years for Sky to have a real great romance. And no, I'm not putting what Bobby and Sky had down now. I thought that was really cute. I was just always afraid of, like, I'm married, Sunny and Sky would be, like, need to be a separate dinner table. Thanksgiving, but I think, you know, but the closeness in real life, the Mo has Ken's partner is amazing. Is amazing. I mean, when he came back for the second time to talk about his OCD, and, you know, it was incredible. And I hope they do Mo when Mo gets back, Sunny and Scotty love-hate relationship. Because what people didn't know about Ken Steiner, and I didn't, but Maggie probably did,
mm-hmm.
about his parents dying when he was so young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never knew that. And when that was said,
that's my story, GH.
Out of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I look at it like, you know, how they talked about it. And when Mo goes, so did you find other people who feel that well for you? He goes, yeah, Pure Hansen and Susan Brown. You know, Peter and Ken went lunch every day. So, yes, you know, everyone needs to watch every Sunday, no matter what they are doing, state of mind. You know, because it's the one
or on your
place,
phone.
Yeah,
on YouTube.
One place. You can go that you, even if you are, like, depressed or you're bipolar, but it's making it okay to be that. And what Monique did on his own to help everyone, to open that door that needed to be open.
Okay.
Yeah, and when... Mo was interviewing me at St. John. I could sense in Mo's eyes, like, I was like a demo, you know? you know, I mean, but I want to put it out there that Eric Braeden tried, Daniel Gordon tried, you know, so it wasn't like people were, like, turning their backs on him, no.
No.
It was the grief was too much for Christoph to take because he told me, we got to leave him in this time.
Mm-hmm.
And for Christoph, who was my husband, took the blame on his shoulders and carried that every day up until he went on that final walk with Zillian. And I fully believe that. When Mia said, you know, Zillian was out the door, I fully believe that. Maybe I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah. You know, I believe in it. I believe they're in heaven together. I really, truly believe it. This is just this. We hate ourselves. We get to be reunited with people we love, like Debbie and her daughter Carrie. The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie dies. What happens to Debbie? She dies the next day. And
yeah.
Sorry, Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher. I mean, Mia now, she's got the girls, but still, she's got to carry that cross with her every day. And it's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in my own family, we had a really tragic loss, and you know, it took the wind in the sail out of my grandmother. And I mean, she. I don't think she will ever bounce back from that. I don't, you know.
Mm-mm. No.
There's been
no,
a couple of deaths in our family, two major deaths in our family that I don't think my grandma is ever going to recover from, you know.
Mm-mm. No.
Because really, everyone says that, what's the saying, Maggie, that parents are supposed to outlive your kids. And it's
and my grandmother. My nana did, because her 3-year-old daughter died. She was blonde, blue-eyed, book Italian, and all that. And she got a mastoid ear infection. And it was horrible for her that you had to bury a child. And she always used to tell us children to take care of ourselves, to whatever, da-da-da-da. Because we have to outlive them. We have to outlive our parents and our grandparents. We have to. Because burying a child is the worst thing on earth. And Aunt Dottie did that. Well, they're together now.
Catherine wanted to make it, but she's going to school to be working at a law firm. And become a paralegal.
Paralegal, right. I'm supposed to say that.
And she is so tired from today. She started at 8 a.m., so, you know, I understand that, so. But, okay, what is everyone's weekend plans? And I was
Bobby. Well, I'm not doing that much this weekend. I'm just going to just relax and take it easy.
Oh, okay, Maggie.
God willing, I'll see my new granddaughter. Grandbaby, I should say. And God willing.
I am so happy about that. No.
God willing, and
she's the most.
And the humidity and everything's going up here, and we're going to get hot weather. And knock on wood, please, air conditioner, keep running, because we get central air. And I can't deal with anything without Sotomayor.
I mean, other than just watch the White Sox and Cubs this weekend, because I've got...
Yeah, what happened? Yeah. Who did we steal from the Cubs? You said that we stole one.
We got Kemple.
Okay.
And Paper. Yeah, but I think Brian Goodwin did help you guys win the other night, the other day against Cleveland. Helped you win against Cleveland the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys beat them earlier today in extra innings.
Well, it says, I really don't, pay attention to. I do pay attention to Megan's team and the Mariners, but that's about it.
Not all my other sports, soccer and everything. She doesn't care.
And the Bulls just got a little bit better now that they got Alonzo Ball with them.
Isn't that great?
You know what?
I really want him to go to Charlotte to be with his brother.
Well,
now
we got
to put up with his dad all the time, not only on TV around here, but in Chicago from now on. Didn't you get rid of a guy 20 years ago named Dennis Rodman because of this?
The light just went on in my brain. You used to live in Chicago, right?
I was born in Chicago.
Like me. Okay, but then you moved to North Carolina, right?
Then I moved to Alabama in 79, stayed there for two years, and came to North Carolina in 81.
So, when you came, Michael wouldn't still be there. He wouldn't still be 1-23 then.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan. No.
Michael Jordan.
So you would have just missed it. You would have just missed it. Okay.
I was just trying to clarify.
Well, he
was there in 1982 when he won the national title. And then he became a Bull. And about the same year that the Bears won the Super Bowl, he was Rookie of the Year despite a broken leg and helping them into the playoffs. And that's when everything happened. And, of course, this is all documented on The Last Dance, which I checked out on Netflix last summer and binge-watched, and it was pretty good.
Wasn't it? I did, too.
Okay, well.
I watched the Netflix version because if I wanted to watch the edited version either by ABC or ESPN2 or ESPN, I didn't know if I was getting the edited or uncensored version of it, so because the commercials are one thing, so I just watched it without the commercials, uncensored on Netflix.
ESPN Plus.
Okay, well,
while
I'm doing this again, is I'm relaxing,
but
I've decided to treat myself, and Fast and Furious 9 is on Amazon Prime. And even though it's, $20, I don't know. After the 2 weeks I've had, I won't tell anyone else the price, meaning, what I'm saying, Mom. But I'm dying to see it. So, I'm watching, but so Seattle right now. My mom doesn't want us. My grandma or I, my Maggie, to go so see Danielle's stuff, and I wonder if my mom's taking a tip off her. God, I talked to her about that tonight.
I'm going to tell you that, I meant to tell you, Carly, that CL had to deal with wildfires from not only your area and Idaho, but Montana as well because of the smoke in the area.
There's like a dust cloud in the air.
With the Delta
virus.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I was watching a little bit of the White Sox Cup game today, and the announcer mentioned it was a little hazy, and I just figured those were the smoke from the West Coast, from the Western fires.
Right. That's what it's from.
Mm-hmm. And in my
it's really, really bad there. The whole West Coast. This is the worst it's been. I can remember.
I'm grounded. Stopping because my mom just wanted us to be safer.
Mm-hmm.
And because I only have one virus, I really don't need this. And, you know, they said you can catch it like catching the second pox. And I'm the one that had a second pox for damn almost a month and a half. Because I had cast on my legs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they thought, oh, you can go back to school now. So I went back for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks. And then they saw me and saw all the second pox marks. But then they had to redo, put another cast on me. So then it wasn't still gone until after I was done with my cast. So, Bobby, did you ever get that second pox?
I think I told you the other day that I got them when I was 8 years old and I was out of school for a week. Luckily, it was spring break. But I...
No, not lucky at all.
Carl got it.
Well, I missed the rest of the school period during right about Easter time in 1983. Because at that time we had all that snow in North Carolina, and
yes, you did.
And I had chicken pox at the same time.
Mhm. It was a good time to get it.
Well, I'm kind of glad that we all, thanks to my brother, guided, you know, not doing a break. I mean, you know, except my poor mother, who had both kids having the second pox at one time. My mom sent my brother, little brother, down to Oregon, because he was the one that affected all of us. And, you know, mom could take better care of three kids instead of four.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days later, my grandmother ended up having, you see all on TV, one out of three.
My shingles?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Public service announcement, if you're eligible, go get the shingles vaccine. You do not want the shingles.
Mm-hmm. And before we end, I'll violate. So, okay, I'm excited because it looks like a petition, nearly 3 million signatures are calling for $2,000 money sucks for every American. Let's pray this happen. Because I think that, you know, the fact that a lot of the American people, need the money. I mean, this COVID-19 has, you know, stressed everyone's pocketbooks, too, right, Maggie?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping
we'll
to pass because I can't afford to go back to work for a couple of hours a week and make a little money.
Yeah. And, okay, two more things before we go. Three more. Okay, Days of Our Lives, Swan Sanctuary is coming to the new hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They are not saying what role he's playing or anything. It's hush-hush.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because right now it would be the dumbest thing to have him on days because in real life Patsy Payne is sick. So, you know, and
yes, and it's hard to get Jen Lilly off of doing her Hallmark Channel movies with three kids.
I know. I miss her on days. I really do.
Yeah, and the laughable, not laughable, but how you look at it, because O.J. Simpson said he worried he might die during the COVID battle, and it addresses the murders and. You know, 27 years, and people still have their own feelings on what happened. Which is good. Because if everyone had their own opinion on everything, it would be a very boring place to live by, Maggie.
Right. But we did learn something from that. We learned about DNA and people testing DNA now. And you know, I didn't hear about that done. And another thing is that's how we got stuck with all this reality TV, because we lost our soaps for watching the car all the time.
Yes, and I think in one way, if it weren't for Rob Kardashian Sr., we would not have seen the Kardashian TV series or seen or heard anything about the Kardashians through social media or anything like that.
I would love
that.
I would love it. I'm not a fan of them at all.
Some people. I love TV. I do watch TV. I have won the last season to go. I liked it. I liked the different family members, and it was interesting. I know you don't. I know you don't. But that's why you and I can always agree on everything.
No, not really. Well, that's that many things, but sometimes we don't. You know,
but for me, I think that what I did not like was when Caitlyn Jenner came out, that transitional, you know, thing, that he was saying a bunch of things about Robert Kardashian said to him, which is a lot, was a lie, but put in the book, so, you know, your grandkids can read later? Really?
Really?
Okay, so TV Online, this book with story, said season 2 of Big Sky is not coming back.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, well, I was afraid to read that because I didn't
know. It's ABC. For the first time.
Wait, I'm wrong. Okay. I was wrong. Okay. Big Sky Season 2 will premiere Thursday night.
Oh, no.
But, you know, we always have Grey's Anatomy and...
That's Friday.
The other one, 6 and 19. So do we need another, you know, thing?
Oh, I watched this first because it's a big sky, you know, the airplanes would be tourists, whatever. And I watched 3 episodes and I said, why am I watching this? So I took it off the my list of favorites, whatever.
And I want to say, too, that have a great weekend, everyone. And you probably go. Today was Meghan McCain's last day on The View. Okay, so what? I'm a little goodie. Come on, she's just stuck up about the mall. When Trump was, when her father would die more than she did. And number two, she's been too hard on her uncle Joe, and I don't like that. Right, Maggie?
Right.
Okay. Yes, and what is everyone having for dinner tonight?
It's, I thought you had 45 minutes for the show. Are we going to cut off?
Okay, well, I'm having
tacos.
Yeah, right. What about you, Bobby?
I already had dinner.
Mm. Very good.
What did you have?
Sloppy Joes and fries.
Mmm.
You know, I never got the whole sloppy Joe thing, sorry.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I used to make it all the time.
Yeah, okay, well, everyone have a great weekend. And take a little time enjoying the view. And remember, this summer is not going to be like last summer where we have interviews every week. But we're back since summer started.
Yeah.
It's summer.
Do we have, by the way, before we go off the air, do we have a show next Friday night?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. Next Friday night, we are doing a special Daytime After Dark tribute to Jay Pickett from Post Office, the New Hospital, and
everything
else. So that's what we are going to be doing next week.
Mm-hmm.
Friday at 5 or 6. And we might have some Post Office people call in.
Okay.
Okay, so have a great night, everyone.
All right, have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.